What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome to episode 300 on the Finding Direction podcast. I am so excited to dive in with you as we have a fun little journey we're going to go into on episode 300. And it sounds crazy even to say it that we've been doing this podcast now for over 3 years and we are 300 episodes in. So what we want to do on this episode is rather than bringing you a little bit of a tip, rather than bringing a guest to you, what I thought we could do on episode 300 is give you a few lessons from what I've learned along this journey to get to episode 300, give you a little bit of the journey of what it took to get here. And I also want to share with you at the end, the two biggest lessons that I've found consistently show up when it comes to finding your purpose after interviewing over 100 different guests on this show. There's really two main things that have stuck out consistently time after time after time when it comes to finding your purpose. And so that's what you can expect when we dive into this week's episode. And so what we're going to be doing as we kick this off is already you've probably noticed that we have a new intro on this show. So one of the things we're going to be doing over the next 300 episodes, because we are not slowing down, I promise you that, is we're going to change things up a little bit. We're really going to make so the podcast gets even better experience. So every single week when you come back, you are getting massive amounts of value. And you can know that every single week when you show up, you're going to walk away with something that's going to allow you to move the needle forward in your life. So I hope you already enjoyed the new intro that we have. Let me know. Send me a message. Let me know how you like it. And to give you a little bit of an update as well, we're also going to be changing the actual format of the show. And you've heard me probably talk about this on recent episodes. You've probably also noticed that we've been doing bonus episodes for the last month, month and a half. And after hearing all of your feedback, what we're now going to be doing moving forward is we are going to have once a week a guest episode where you can come, you can learn from our guest, you'll figure out and be able to dive into their story as far as how did they find direction, what tools can you get from them, how can you pull from their expertise. That will be one of the episodes we do every single week. And then the next episode is going to be strictly a solo episode with you and me having a conversation around whatever you feel is going to serve you most in the moment and whatever we feel is going to serve you most in the moment. So whether we have conversations and you let us know what you want more of, whether there's things going on in the world, we can update you on that and give you the tools you need strategically in our one-on-one episodes to make sure, again, that you move the needle forward in your life. Now, if you've been here for a while, or even if you've been here recently, you've noticed that we have an episode that usually comes out every single week called The Action After, where we take a piece of advice from our guest and we expand upon it. And what we're going to be doing now is there's no longer going to be a solo Action After episode, but that Action After piece is just going to live in the last question on the guest interview. So we'll still ask them, what is their action after piece of advice? You'll just take that and act and execute on it on your own. We're no longer going to be expanding upon that. Maybe it'll come back one day, maybe not. But for now, those are some of the things you can expect on the next 300 episodes and more. And I want to take a quick moment, and I probably should have kicked the episode off this way, but I really want to take a moment and thank you for joining us on this podcast. Whether you've been here since episode one and you've been following us for a few years, or whether you recently in the last few months, weeks, or even days have discovered this podcast, I truly do want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this community, for being part of this Finding Direction movement of people that want to live a life that sets their soul on fire. So from my heart to yours, thank you, thank you, Thank you so much for being here. If you have not already, make sure you subscribe so we can continue to hang out as we release the next 100, 200, 300 episodes and continue to bring you value every single week. And so with that being said and giving you some of the updates, what we want to dive into next is I want to share with you one, how this all started. So if you've been joining us, you'll kind of get a flashback to episode one. And then I want to share with you the biggest lesson that I've learned in every 100 episodes, right? We're 300 episodes in. So I'm going to give you the lesson from the first 100, from the second 100, and finally from the last 100. So 201 to 300 episodes. I'm going to give you the biggest lessons that I've taken from that and really where this thing kicked off. And this will lead to the lesson for the first 100 episodes is when I was, I believe, 25 years old, I want to say, I originally got the idea for this podcast. I'm 29 today. So we've been doing the podcast for about 3.5 years. And when the podcast originally kicked off, what happened is I was in a place in my life where truly I felt extraordinarily lost in my life. I felt purposeless. I felt clueless. I felt like I was wandering. Maybe some of the things you're feeling in your life today, or maybe you felt that before. And I was feeling so lost in my life. And when I was going through this process, as you've found out on this podcast, if you've been here or if you're new, I love learning. I love growing. I love investing in myself. I love continuing to seek. I love continuing to learn and grow as a human being. And so as I was lost and stuck, I was doing things to actively get out of this place of being lost and stuck. I don't believe that if you're lost or you're stuck, you should just sit there and whine and complain and, you know, wish for something to magically happen. But the truth is you need to actively do something to change your situation. So I was doing things to change my situation. And one of the things I came across was this guy, Tony Robbins, and I'd been following him for a while. And more specifically, I went to one of Tony's events. It was called Date with Destiny. And long story short, one of the major takeaways I got, probably the biggest takeaway I got, was this exercise we did, and it's called the primary question. And a long story short, what we did in this exercise is we began to uncover what is the number one question that you unconsciously ask yourself every single day, right? It's a powerful exercise because if you're asking yourself a question multiple times every single day, that's going to dictate your focus, what you're focusing on every single day, and it's going to ultimately dictate your actions. And my question that I was asking myself every single day, and you may be able to even guess this because I was lost, I was searching, is the question I asked myself every single day, multiple times a day, was what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And maybe you're asking yourself a question similar to that in your life right now. Maybe you have a different question. But when I was asking myself, what is my purpose every single day? Sometimes we may think, oh, that's a great question because you're looking for it, right? But the truth really behind this question, which was the most interesting takeaway I got, was if I'm asking myself every single day, what's my purpose, then that means by default that I do not have right now the very thing that I'm looking for, right? Let me say that again. If I'm asking myself, what's my purpose, that means I, by default, because I'm searching and looking for it, that I have no purpose. And so what I ultimately did is I took some of the good things from that question, I left some of the bad things, and I created a new question. And this was the question I created. Is the new question was, how can I appreciate all the love in my life, God's grace, and my ability to serve right now? And the piece I really want to emphasize here is that last bit. The last bit, which was, how am I appreciating all the love in my life, God's grace, and my ability to serve right now? Because the truth, and this is what I want you to get, this is one of the big lessons I got from the first episode. The big lesson and understanding I got from switching this question was sometimes we get into such a place in our life of searching and seeking and trying to find what we're supposed to be doing, when the reality is if we ask ourselves, with the skills I have right now, with the experiences I've been through in my life up to this date, with the things that I've been through and gone through in my life up to right now, how can I serve in this moment? And as I began to change that question to not what's my purpose, but how can I use the tools, the experiences, the skills I have in my life right now to serve a greater purpose? The answer to that question was this podcast, right? The answer to this question, right, of how can I serve now was, man, I've always been told I have a great voice. I've always told, you know, I got this like radio voice. Hopefully you enjoy my voice. If you don't, I'm sorry. But I was always told that, and I was always naturally just a curious person. I like to ask questions. And I also figured that if I'm searching for some deeper purpose, that there's probably other people out there doing the same. So how can I take that desire that I have and how can I turn it into something to serve other people as well? And that's where this podcast, that's where Finding Direction was born. 3.5 years ago, I hit up two of my friends. I hit up a few people that I knew that I thought were really interesting. And I started the podcast. I said, hey, I'm starting this thing. It's called Finding Direction. It's a podcast where I'm going to interview people, help people, you know, find their purpose, help go through other people's stories and journeys and figure out how did they find their purpose. And we're going to use it to serve other people. And I'll be honest, when we started this thing, it was messy. When we started this thing, it was nothing incredible. When we started it, literally, it was grungy. I mean, we just got down and dirty and we said, what does it take to get started? And it's crazy to have this conversation with you now, 3+ years later, 300 episodes later, as we continue to grow and we continue to improve the show, when the reality is it all started, and this is the lesson from the first 100 episodes, so I want you to get this one. It all started. We're all here right now having this conversation because we just got started. We just got started. And that's the lesson that I want you to take away from the first 100 episodes we have here on the podcast, is I want you to ask yourself, what is the thing that you just need to get started on? What's the thing that you've been thinking about, that you've been wondering, that you've been waiting, that you've been fighting perfectionism, that you're going, you know, I don't know if I'm ready. What is that thing? And how can you start today? How can you just take a first step? Because once you take the first step, it's the hardest part. But if you take one step, the second step's a little bit easier. The third step's a little bit easier. And it gets easier and easier and easier as you continue to take steps. So lesson one is just get started. And yes, if you've been waiting for a sign to get started, this is your sign. All right. Now, as we go into the second 100 episodes, episode 101 through 200, the biggest lesson I got in this process was, as you go throughout life, and this is more so in the entrepreneurial context, but you will soon find out what you love and what you do not love. You'll find out what are the things you actually enjoy doing, and what are the things that you do not enjoy doing? And so when we were building the podcast through episode 101 to, you know, 200, this was a portion where I myself was doing everything on this show. I was editing everything. I was creating the content. I was doing the outreach. I was doing every single piece of this podcast. And I got to a place where truly I was pretty burnt out. I questioned, are we going to continue this show? Are we going to continue to do this? And I had a conversation with a good friend of mine. He was also a coach. And the biggest distinction I got in the second 100 episodes was, double down on the thing that you really enjoy doing and find a way to outsource the thing that you don't love doing. Now, this looks different for everybody and whatever it is that you do professionally. But the thing that I would begin to ask you to ask yourself is, in your career, in your business, and whatever it is that you're doing, what is the thing that you really do enjoy doing? And just ask yourself, how can you do more of that on a daily basis? And if you start to get creative with this question, you will find a way to find an answer, right? Maybe it's outsourcing. When we first started taking things off of my plate on the podcast, I found interns for the show, and we would basically have interns for free help us do things on the podcast. So that way I could double down on the things that I really enjoyed doing, and we could outsource some of the other things, right? If it's for your professional career, maybe it's a conversation you want to have with your boss and say, hey, you know, I really love this thing. I know I'm so good at it. And maybe finding a way to work with them to do more of that and to do less of the thing that you maybe don't love doing. All right. So lesson number two, ultimately, is outsource the things that you don't like and focus and double down on the things that you enjoy. And finally, the lesson from the third 100 episodes, so 201 to this very episode, is on this show to give you a little bit of a deeper look on our journey. We've been doing this show for, again, 3+ years. And one of the things that I've noticed over the last 100 episodes is sometimes when you're doing something in life, it's easy to continue just doing the thing that you're doing and live in this rhythm, almost go in this sense of autopilot and stay in this sense of autopilot, but expect to get a different result. And one of the biggest things I've noticed on the show over the last 100 episodes, and that is why you see us having a new intro. That's why you see us changing the format of the show. That's why you see us enhancing things on this show, is the biggest thing I realized, and this is lesson three in the third stint of 100 episodes, is the lesson is the definition of insanity. And the definition of insanity, if you're not familiar with it, is doing the same thing over and over and over, but expecting to get a different result. I'll be honest on the show, by episodes 201 to 300, for probably the first 50 episodes, we were continuing to do the same thing and we were continuing to expect to get a different result. And we weren't getting a different result. And it was in the last 50 episodes, 251 to about 300, this one, that we really started to look at, okay, how can we change things? How can we enhance things? How can we make this an even better experience for you so that every single episode you're excited to come back because you know you're going to get massive amounts of value. And that's why you're seeing some of the changes again that you're seeing today. So the question that I want you to ask yourself from what you can take from this lesson in our third stint of 100 episodes is, what is it that you're doing in your life right now, over and over and over, but expecting to get a different result in, right? Is it something in your career that maybe you're doing it over and over and over and you're kind of living on autopilot, but you're expecting for something to change in your career, right? Maybe it's that you're doing something, maybe it's not even in your career, maybe in your relationship, you're doing the same thing over and over and over in your relationship, but you're expecting things to change in your relationship. Maybe it's in your fitness, maybe it's in some other area. But what's an area of your life, if you had to be really, really honest with yourself, where you are just doing the same thing over and over and over and over, but you're expecting something to change? And once you get clear on the area of your life that you've been doing the same thing over and over and over, and the next thing you want to ask yourself is, so what can you do to change that, right? What's the different thing you need to do to get a different result, right? If you do the same thing, expecting a different result, it is insanity, right? If you want things to change, you must change things, right? If nothing changes, nothing changes. You want to get something different, you must become someone different, right? A lesson that I've been taught over and over by my mentor early in my life was, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better, right? So ask yourself, what's the thing you've been doing over and over and over and expecting a different result in? And what are some changes you can begin to make in that place so that you start getting a different result? Because if you don't change anything, right, we're going into the fourth quarter here. If you don't change anything in the fourth quarter of this year, nothing's going to change in your life. So what do you need to change right now so that the fourth quarter, and when we go into 2023, things are going to start to look different in your life? All right, make a change, do something different today, and you will find yourself getting a different result. All right, so those are the three major lessons that we learned through every 100 episodes. I hope you get something from that. And more importantly, I hope you take something from that and really do begin to take action on it in your life. Again, the first lesson was just get started. The second lesson was find out how you can double down on what you love doing and how do you maybe outsource or take off your plate the thing that you don't love. And then finally, the third lesson is insanity. Don't do the same thing over and over and over expecting to get a different result. You have to change something for something to change, right? It sounds simple, but it's true. And so now that we've gone through the main lessons we've learned in each 100 episodes, I want to give you the two biggest lessons that I have learned when it comes to finding your purpose from our 100 plus guests interviews that we've had on this show. And the first biggest lesson that I've learned from all of our guests is that in your life, when it comes to finding your purpose, your life has seasons of purposes. And what I mean by that is sometimes we get caught up in this idea that, man, what's the purpose for my life as a whole? What's the purpose in my life for the next 40 years, for the next 20 years, for the next 10 years even? What's the purpose of my life for the next, you know, till I turn 100? And what can happen when we look at, man, what's the life purpose of my whole life, is it becomes extraordinarily overwhelming. It becomes so overwhelming because we get caught in this idea, this thought that there's something we're supposed to be doing for the rest of our life, right? That there's one purpose that we have. And what that does is it puts so much weight on it that all of a sudden we start to go into a place of, well, I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to pick the wrong thing for the next 50 years. And what if, and we get so caught up in this place of wondering, am I going to mess it up? Am I going to make the wrong decision? That oftentimes we never actually take the step that we need to take in our life for the season of purpose that we're living in right now, right? The purpose that you have for your life right now will likely be a different purpose that you'll have for your life in 10 years. And the purpose that you'll have for your life in 20 years is going to be different than the purpose in your life that you have today. But what you want to begin to understand is that the purpose that you have in your life right now will lead you to the next purpose that you're supposed to have in your life. All right. The biggest thing I've seen from so many of our guests that we brought on the show is they ask themselves and they find out, what is the purpose that I'm supposed to be living right now? What's the thing that I'm supposed to be serving? And what's the thing, we've talked about this on a lot of our episodes, that raises my energy? What's the thing that I'm excited about, that I'm curious about? And how can I focus on that in my life right now? And they focus in it. They go all in on that thing in their life. And eventually, seasons change. And all of a sudden, they start to notice that, man, I'm not really as passionate about this thing anymore. I'm not really as jazzed about this thing. I'm not really as excited about this thing. And the most beautiful thing is that there's nothing wrong with that. If you're going through a season of your life right now and you're going, man, I'm not as excited, I'm not as passionate, I'm not as pumped up about waking up in the morning, it's not a bad thing. All it means is that a new season of your purpose is coming, that there's something new in store for you. All right. So understand, the number one biggest lesson we've got from all of our guests when it comes to finding your purpose is that you have purposes, you have seasons of purposes in your life. So live in the season of purpose that you're supposed to live right now and just focus on that. And that will lead you to the next season of your purpose. All right. That's the number one lesson. The number two lesson that we've got from 100 plus different guests on this show is following your gut and listening to your inner self. That's the biggest, one of the biggest lessons, if not the biggest lesson that I've seen from all of our guests on this show, is they have this ability to listen to themselves. They have this ability of, rather than the majority of the way the world does it, right? Where the majority of the world, when it comes to finding their purpose, goes around and starts to ask people, right? What should I be doing with my life? What's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing right now? The majority of the world goes around and tries to look externally to try to find out what their purpose is, when the reality is the people that live in their full purpose, the people that we've had on this show, the truth is that they are courageous enough to listen to that little voice inside and follow it. And I say courageous purposely, intentionally, because sometimes, and I know you know what I'm talking about, sometimes that little inner voice that whispers to you, that gut instinct that you have, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense. Sometimes you hear that thing and you go, I don't get it. It doesn't quite make sense to me. But the people that we've had on the show from all of our guests that have truly lived a life of passion, of fulfillment, of happiness, they've had a willingness to listen to that voice, to get quiet, to hear their gut, their instinct. And once they hear that voice, they've had the courage to go, you know what? I'm going to listen. I'm going to take action on that voice. And when you listen to that voice and you take action on that voice, man, does it build such a beautiful life for you. It builds such a beautiful, purpose-filled life. So what you want to ask yourself right now, right? So you get something from this. So you take some action. Is what's that whisper that's been coming up to you lately? What's that gut instinct that's been pulling and tugging at you lately? What's your instincts been telling you lately? And if you have something, you better believe this is a sign it's time to take action on it. And if you're going, Stu, I can't think of anything. All that is a reminder to spend some time getting quiet, right? To spend some time, whether it's going on a walk, whether it's meditating, whether it's journaling, whether it's putting some music on, whether it's going on a solo trip by yourself, but spend the time to get quiet and listen to yourself, because the people that live purpose life, the people that live fulfilled, that live successfully, that live happily, are the people, again, that hear that inner guide, that hear that inner voice, that inner knowingness, and they take the courage, they find the courage to listen and act in accordance with that voice. And the people that hear that voice and don't take action on it, that's where there becomes this conflict of not living in your true purpose. All right. So the two biggest lessons from our guests, again, number one is your life and your purpose has seasons. So the season you have right now will be different than the season of your purpose in 10 and 20 and 30 years. So get clear on the purpose of your life for right now and go all in on that purpose. And then number two is listen to that inner voice, listen to that inner guide, gain and muster up the courage and take action on what the little voice is telling you. And if you do that, you are going to live a beautiful life, my friend. So that is what we have for you on episode 300. Again, all of the lessons that we've learned from each 100 episodes, the two biggest lessons we've learned from our guests. And I say this in the beginning, I'm going to say it again, but I am so grateful for you being here. I'm so grateful for you to join us on this journey every single week, two times a week, to make sure that you get value-packed episodes where we can move the needle forward in your life for you, help you get clear on your purpose and live in that purpose every single day. I am so excited as we dive into the next 100 episodes, the next 200, 300 episodes. It is going to be so much fun. And other than that, my friend, thank you again for being here. If you have not yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can join us on the next 300 episodes. It's going to be a fun ride. And if you have a friend that you know is trying to get clear on their purpose, send them one of these episodes. And I promise you, they are going to thank you for sending them the value-packed episode. So other than that, that's all we have. Episode 300 is a wrap. I love you. I appreciate you. I am so grateful for you. And other than that, have a wonderful, unbelievable, outstanding rest of your day, my friend. And we will talk soon. Take care.